The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces and by Dancing Elmo. Tickle him and now he has dance moves. So now all of your teenage friends can join in on the fun as he does new cool breakdance moves that will impress all your teenage friends in case you're still holding on to your Tickle Me Ape Elmo. Now get Dancing Elmo with new shoes. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 110.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. The people in the chat room are already making me laugh.
What are they telling?
Oh, apparently Dachshund left his parents stranded at a restaurant to come see the show.
The parents you are calling do not love you.
And you should all do that, by the way. If you're going to miss the Ramen Noodle, I don't care what you have to do. Be here.
Yeah, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and listen to the Ramen Noodle. Uh-oh. That's biblical.
It's too awkward.
Partially.
Too awkward.
I'm applying a biblical passage, a foundational biblical passage from Genesis to our podcast and making That's this cool. podcast very biblical.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you say what this podcast is?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Fair warning. I started work very, very early this morning. I'm slap happy. I think that's going to be fun for me, at least.
It's fun for me, too, because I love how you keep slapping yourself, and it makes you happy, and it makes all of us happy, too. Yeah, just
Why
like
didn't
that.
I clap my hands? Why did I really slap myself? This is audio, people. I could have made a sound effect without... Yeah, I really slapped myself. But how about that new sponsor? I think that the announcer of the new... whatever that stinking Elmo thing was, I think he slipped and he was talking about the prototype that they were originally conceptualizing, which was Tickle Me Ape. Yes.
Did I say ape?
Yeah, was that you?
Well, I don't know.
I guess you read the sponsor, so I guess you read it and my whole story is falling apart. But I distinctly heard ape. And if nobody was working on that, I think they should. That would be a great toy for young and old alike, a Tickle Me Ape. Who likes Elmo?
When you can have an ape, there is no Elmo.
Was that like a movie trailer?
No, that would just be what the ape would sound like. It's like Tickle Me Ape versus Tickle Me Elmo.
I keep wanting to say Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo, my laddie.
Me laddie, my laddie. Somebody's laddie.
But we're so happy to have you joining us for this episode. Check out our website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. If you're not subscribed, do so. Get your friends to do so as well. And talk in a Mario accent if you'd really like to with them.
Or a Moriarty accent, which is what I thought you were going to say.
It depends on...
I'm all about the things that are not said, but are almost said tonight.
Wow. Speaking of almost not said, you know, trust is an important issue between people because we develop trust with people we know, and we get to know people by being face to face with them and like shoulder to shoulder talking to them.
That's an awkward way to talk to somebody I know from experience.
Well, yeah, and it's especially impossible if you want to have an online meeting to be face to face with people. However, it's not impossible anymore because GoToMeeting now has high definition faces
and shoulders,
knees and toes. So you and your friends or clients or colleagues or whoever you need to have an online meeting with can have one and build trust by being able to read body language, see each other's expressions, get to know people in a face-to-face conversation through the internet, no matter where you are. You could even take your iPad with you to the beach, which I might be doing some of that in the next couple weeks when I go down to the beach soon. I might take my iPad and host a meeting from the beach just it's possible. But GoToMeeting by Citrix makes it so easy. Just have a webcam on your computer or even just the camera on your iPad works great. You can schedule a meeting or host it on the fly and build trust by having these face-to-face meetings with clients or colleagues. So you can start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. Our listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. Thank you, Citrix, for your support.
You said on the fly. That was a noodleism.
Has it been? I can't keep track now of what has been and
I'm impressed
been
if noodleisms. You can have a meeting on the fly.
Funny stuff that's happened within the last week.
Or two.
Yeah. That's right. We didn't have an episode last week.
We didn't.
But we're having one this week.
We are? I'm late.
And we're going to maybe have a break coming up because I will be going to New York City to speak at a conference up there.
Blog All together World. Now. New York City!
New York Giants!
No.
Which I never got that part because the last thing I knew about the Giants was they were the California Giants. And it was a baseball team. From Madagascar. You know where all of the lemurs go, all hail the New York Giants.
Madagascar?
Yes. And I was thinking, Giants were California. I don't even know. I guess the Giants are actually a football team, too.
I think people living on either coast actually grow a bit taller sometimes, and they're actually considered Giants.
Ooh, maybe. So I'm going to be one of those Giants, going to Blog World, speaking there on podcasting. If you'd like to register, the early bird registration fee is, discount is gone, but you can save 10%. Go to theaudacitytopodcast.com/blogworld and use the promo code PODLEWIS10 to save 10%.
PODLEWIS.
Anyway, Jeremy, how about you start us off with your random noodle update?
Why is it 10 and not 12? This is 2012.
Because it's 10% off.
Oh, that's cool. So are you. So, an interesting thing happened in drive-thru the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
What was it?
And now, Tales from the Drive-Thru.
We do this thing, I may have mentioned it before, during the busy lunch periods where there are actually people outside talking to people taking their orders and such and calling the orders in over the headset. I was inside receiving the orders. Sometimes the headsets do this strange thing. We just keep an open line of communication the entire time, but every once in a while, they'll just shut off. And the girl who was outside calling in the orders, we were talking back and forth about it a little bit because it had just done it to us. And we were saying we wish they would give a warning. And all of a sudden, I hear her say, shutting down. And I was like, was that Portal? And she was quite delighted that I recognized it. So there are other Portal fans out there. I mean, I know there are, but I encountered one randomly, and it made me quite happy.
I just imagine someone out there, though, being a translator, because that would be so great for customer service at Joe's Fine and Dine shop where you work. To have someone out there...
That's exactly where I work.
To have someone out there translating what the little box says to the people who order.
Every time something happens, I just want to say this was a triumph.
Okay, I'm making a note here. Huge success. Okay, what I wanted to share is that two things happened recently. Well, two things I observed. Well, one is the lawnmower broke.
Yay!
But while it broke, or when it broke, it happened to be... let me take it this way. my wife decided she wanted to do something really, really special for me by breaking the lawnmower. No, by actually mowing the yard for me, which she knows I hate mowing the yard. And it's just not something I enjoy.
I broke the mower. I broke it.
And that's my wife, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
But while she was using the mower, it did break, of all times. Like, it broke on her.
Well, you're not supposed to be mowing your own feet or anything. That's dangerous.
It's kind of like, you know, breaking the paddle on someone.
Awkward.
But not quite. That's very different. Very
awkward turtles.
So I had to take this mower in to be repaired, and I'm still waiting for it to be repaired. But while I was at this store, I saw a guy
holding a big knife.
That almost he could have been. He looked just like Casey from Chuck, the big burly guy that's the CIA agent or NSA agent, actually. And I was on the phone at the time, but if I wasn't on the phone, I would have run over to him and said, "Are you Casey from Chuck?" Because he just looked like it. And the response I would have expected to get would have been something like,
"Are you crazy? What's Chuck?" Oh.
That's what I expected. Oh. I would have gotten.
Yeah, maybe.
But I wanted to get a picture, wasn't able to quickly enough. Something else, though, I saw at a different store. This was at Walmart, and, you know, there are really crazy people at Walmart.
Oh, yes.
Is I saw a family outside of this car trying to get in. It looked like they were trying to get in.
Family of thieves.
They had this stuff in their arms. Yeah, all of these iPads and stuff they stole from Walmart. No, they had this stuff in their arms, and the daughter was holding a shake. It was a mother and father and daughter, and they were... It looked like they were trying to get into this car and eventually gave up and decided to go on trying another part of it. But this is Kentucky, and I don't think they realized the car was a convertible. And it's a terrible thing if you lock your keys in a convertible, because
the
then you're locked
down?
Out. Yes. The top was down.
Are you serious?
They weren't really locked out, but it looked like it.
You...
from the way that they were standing around the car, it looked like they were locked out. And I felt like walking over to them and saying, you locked out of your car. You want me to call AAA for you?
Maybe they were trying to decide whether they could pull off the heist.
I've got a hanger in my car if you want me to help unlock the car for you.
That would be an amazing candid camera. Except you wouldn't want to call emergency services for a prank.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a couple other things.
Oh, go ahead.
And one you just reminded me of. The other night I went to the grocery store and there was a twin of my car. My car is not the most common in the world. And I thought it would be fun to park near it. I was going to park right next to it, but I decided to pull through because I could just pull through into the space and not have to back out later when I leave, you know. And it was night and everything. I come out of the store. I push the button on my remote. I was thinking to myself as I went in, I wonder if they'll get confused. They'll come out and they'll see my car and get confused about which one is theirs. I come out. I go to unlock my car, and I pull on the handle, and the door won't open. And I try it a couple times, and then I realize, oh, I'm at the wrong car. And there's something so awkward and embarrassing about that. I'm half wanting to look around, I'm like, did anybody see that? And then you almost feel guilty, like you were trying to get into somebody else's car, and what, steal it? It's just like yours. Really? Would you be stealing it? But that's how I feel. Like, my hands were on somebody else's car. I feel like I've been invading their privacy.
Sometimes I want other people to accidentally take my car instead of theirs. Because my car now has the side. It's kind of like Harvey Two-Face. Where on one side, it's a cool guy that looks kind of like me. And then on the other side, it's this burned, like, bruised, bashed-in side.
Who looks kind of like you on your other side.
Yeah, exactly. The side that's away from the webcam when we stream this show live every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, GMT-4, over at noodle.mx/live.
Oh my gosh.
But on one side, it's all dented from various mishaps and sicknesses. And then on the other side, it's nice and clean. So I wish sometimes that someone would take mine.
But what would you be left with?
One that looks the same but would be better.
How would it be better?
Well, if
what if it wasn't
another
better?
If it was another car just like mine?
What if they walked out and said, "Yep, there's the crappy one," and they tried to get in, they took it, and it's because theirs is that way, but even worse.
Well, that's the great thing, though, you know, about having a dented car like this, is it pretty much guarantees no one's going to try and break in and steal it.
You know, that is such a good point. So, I'm going to go right out after the show and dent my car.
Yeah, and especially you people who have sports cars.
I'm going to do it by driving into yours.
Oh, don't worry. I already drove into yours.
Okay.
People who have sports cars should do this. It'll prevent people from stealing their sports car. I really think this will work. It save money. Don't invest in those expensive alarm systems that sound like little toy guns. But instead, dent your car.
Oh, those toy guns. I could never understand why those toy guns when I was little made different sounds. Like, shouldn't I have to change a setting to get a different sound? Or, I mean, shouldn't it be a consistently firing weapon? What does it do? Decide a different attack every single time?
Yeah, it's like a phaser that instead of turning it to stun or to kill, you just hold it down long enough and it gets to kill eventually. This is going to feel like
stay
just a little
still,
prick.
You.
Yeah, hold on. It'll get to kill in another 2 seconds.
I'm so sorry for your inconvenience.
The pain will only last a little bit longer. Are you dead? Whoops, I got to start over.
Wow. I just want him really stunned. I'm hoping I don't accidentally kill him. Heather in the chat room suggests that a car alarm sound like a woman screaming.
Actually, a good technique I've learned in karate is they said, don't cry for help if there's a terrible situation because no one's going to come. But yes, instead, cry fire. Because everyone wants to see a fire. So if you yell fire, then
just
people
get
are going to
bewildered.
Look. Well, they'll see something bad is going on and hopefully do something. Like set them on fire. Pull out their
phasers.
Oh, honey,
look. That person just fired that other person. And now the firee is trying to kill his boss.
You know, our sponsor earlier former was about boss. Trust. And
I don't know if I can believe you.
Well, it was.
It's a joke.
But here's... Yeah, that went past me.
Yep.
Here's another thing, though, about trust that I wonder, and I've noticed, is I like to be a gentleman. And I hold the door open for other people.
Bah! A gentleman! I'm just kidding.
Chivalry Go is on. Still alive in America, and it lives inside a bean.
A bean? I thought you were saying inside of me. It lives inside of me.
Or Justin, who is chivalry bean.
Who is?
Anyway.
Oh, right. Right.
So I wonder, why is it that sometimes people will walk through a door and they'll look at me, they'll make eye contact, and they'll say, thank you. And they'll be genuinely grateful for the fact that I've held the door open for them, spent, you know, a few seconds of my life to do something honorable. And while they're walking through the door, they touch the door, or while they're walking through the open door, they touch the door that I'm holding as if they don't trust me with
they
it.
They don't.
It's like, dude, I know you're being nice, but I really don't trust you with this door. I'm just going to protect my family right here.
People remember those days when you used to pretend to hold the door for people and then slam it in their faces. You got a reputation that precedes you further than you know.
But some of these doors, you can't do that. It's like also some of these houses are so...
Is that why you stopped? Because you could no longer slam the door in people's
faces?
Yeah,
it just didn't work.
I thought so.
It was especially hard with the automatic doors because as soon as I would move, they'd open again. And
then there was that time when you tried to slam the revolving door in someone's face and it was just awkward to watch.
Yeah. We just went around, round, round, round. We got went around.
And then
around.
When you got your face stuck in the revolving door, the side that's facing away
we're,
from the
we're
webcam.
We're going to talk about that. Wait, I don't know what I just said. I think
we're
I was
gonna,
speaking in
tongues. We're going to talk about it. That's good. I thought it was fake.
But it's similar to some of these newer houses that have the air sealed so well in the house with that if you're in a bad mood... If you're in a bad mood, it's not a good house to be in because you can't slam the doors. Have you ever noticed these houses before? It's like you go to slam it, but
I
the air pressure.
I haven't tried to slam doors in that many houses. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know how many people's homes you go into and get angry enough to slam doors.
Oh, that would make such a fun experiment. Just go door to door and say, hi, I'm conducting some science here. Can I go inside your house and slam some doors?
For science.
It will be awesome. And then I'll make a cake for you.
For the people who are still alive.
Well, we speaking of people who are still alive, we got some voicemail and, or yeah, some stuff from our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello.
You have a bad connection.
This came in from Alex, and he tells us a little story. He says, hi. Hi, Alex. Once upon a time, before I was born, my uncle and dad shared a room.
That's not the way it should start. What is your problem right now? What in the heck was that?
It's just not context, my friend. Don't put things together.
You are scaring me right now.
One night...
I think I got it.
One night, my dad couldn't sleep. He lay there attempting to fall asleep. By the way, Alex, huge, huge bonus points for using the word lay instead of laid.
Correct.
You, my friend, deserve bonus points. And that's why we gave them to you just now. So take care of them, love them, hold them, cherish them. He lay there attempting to fall asleep. About halfway through the night, my uncle randomly sat up. Are you okay? My dad asked.
Whoa.
My uncle responded. After a short pause, my uncle looked around and said, it's awfully dark in here. After that, my uncle promptly lay back down and started snoring.
His uncle was William Shatner, by the way.
Or that captain from Star Trek Enterprise.
Whatever.
And then I was born.
What?
Alex.
And then I was
born. But I added that part.
So,
So snoring uncles leads to being born. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you're talking right now. These things that you're saying.
This came in from... This is actually a crossover feedback from...
I love crossovers.
We have our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. And please, if you listen to that, leave a rating and especially a written review in iTunes. We'd love it. And we'd love you for that. But
forever.
You remember... Well, I'll just read this email because it reminds us. Hello, remember me? Dream Drop Distance here. I don't have the wrong email either. I'm normally a oncer, but I was listening to your ramen noodle podcast about your dream about Lana Perea. And it made me think about a dream I had last night after watching the season finale of Once Upon a Time. I only remember bits and pieces, but here goes. My friend and I were wandering the hallways of some school I'd never been to, and we had... heard singing in another room. So we snuck in and hid behind a door. And there was Jennifer Goodwin, also known as Mary Margaret or Snow White.
Maybe that was the wrong singing voice.
Singing at a piano. And in the background was Finn and Rachel from Glee. They were singing some weird, really slow, sad song. 7 a.m. waking up. in the morning, gotta get... It was uber strange. That's awesome. Because Jennifer was all buddy-buddy with me. My mental health was shaky last night. Once upon a time can do that to a person. So, less than three from DDD.
That's awesome.
Dream Drop Distance.
Now I want to make a rewrite of the Friday song and make it Once Upon a Time themed.
It's Sunday, Sunday. Gotta watch Once Upon a Time on Sunday.
8:15, waking up in the morning. Gotta get up, gotta break a curse.
Ooh, anyway, that'd be cool.
That's ridiculous.
And we also got in a short email from another listener here.
Does this thing work?
Nope.
Thank you very much for your wonderful email. We really appreciate that. voicemail, I mean. And yes, this thing works. The messages sometimes that I get from people are funny because I think they just see, the first time someone visits the site, they see a little pop-up that says, hey, we'd love to, we'd love to hear feedback from you. And I think a lot of people click that and then don't know what to say. Sometimes it doesn't record right away, but I get several messages where it's just like,
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Every time I see it, I can't resist. I'm sorry.
And here is, let's read this one. This is a list of puns. And I'm not usually a fan of puns, but these are pretty good. And they just keep getting better and better. So I thought I'd read some of these since this was sent in from Vince. It says, I changed my iPod name to Titanic. It's sinking now. When chemists die, they bury him. Jokes about German sausage are the worst. I know a guy who's addicted to brake fluid, but he says he can stop any time. How does Moses make his tea? He brews it.
Gee.
I stayed up all night to see the sun, to see where the sun went. Then it dawned on me. The girl recognized me. The girl said she recognized me from the vegetarian club, but I've never met her before.
Oh my gosh.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity and I can't put it down. I did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words. They told me I had type A blood, but it was a type O. Why were the Indians here first? They had reservations.
Whatever.
Class trip to the Coca-Cola factory. I hope there's no pop quiz. Energizer battery arrested, charged with battery.
It's starting to hurt.
I didn't like my beard at first, then it grew on me.
No doubt.
And it just goes on and on and on and on. I do not enjoy computer jokes, not one bit.
No, it hurts with pain.
And there was one other I wanted. I can't find it. Oh, yeah. All the toilets in New York's police stations have been stolen. Police have nothing to go on.
No! No!
And one last message here from Epoja.
What are you doing? I know what you're doing.
I'm trying to say it in Russian or some way that sounds Russian because
no, you're not.
He is Russian.
You're trying.
And
why is he in such a hurry?
Oh no! Now I've got you in a pun mood. He sent this message. He says, here's a Russian anecdote I've translated for you. And I think Russians have a great sense of humor here. It says, on my way driving to work one day, I passed through one of those sensors that take a photo of you if you drive by too fast. I was going at the speed limit, 70 kilometers per mile.
Per hour.
Per hour. I was trying to translate there. He didn't quite translate it fully. I think he transliterated part of it.
When we travel by wormhole or by like space folding, it'll be kilometers per mile, but you know.
That's how math travels.
That's how your mom travels.
I was going at the speed limit, 70 kilometers per mile, and the camera... I said it again. Let's try this again. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
I was going at the speed limit, 70 kilometers per hour. That was hard.
My gosh.
And the camera snapped me. That's weird, I thought. It's supposed to report me only if I go 15 kilometers per hour over the speed limit. So I turned around and went by at 60 kilometers per hour. It snapped me again. Something was wrong here. I went through again at 40 kilometers per hour, then 30, and it still snapped me. Definitely a glitch, I decided, and drove to work. About a week later, I received 4 tickets for not wearing a seatbelt.
Seriously? How would you know if it took a picture of you?
I think because it flashes.
But then wouldn't you always notice it going off if it's always taking a picture? Because it's not like it's looking at you to see whether you're wearing a seatbelt or not, and then taking a picture.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
I have to verify the authenticity of all jokes. That is my job. It's stupid, but I'm going to do it.
It's also like those rides at Disneyland, Disney World, where, you know, they say, get your picture here, and you're supposed to smile and make a face. That's what you should really do when you pass those signs, is make some funny face so that when people in government see that, they're going to be like, oh, he's so cute. Let's not send him a ticket.
I have no response to that.
Or maybe in some countries, that's illegal. Being cute while driving.
Hey, yeah. Doxon in the chat room again has a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Will you fly me to Russia to test these cameras?
Oh, yeah. One-way ticket coming
nice,
right up.
Nice, thanks.
But we also got in some more feedback, but it fits in a different section. Noodles in the news. Funny stuff from around the web, the internet, the Facebook, the wherever that is connected through your computer.
Pipes thing.
Now, I didn't really want to read this whole article, but I think the title says it all.
Oh.
This came in from Slash Racer. CIA thwarts new, more sophisticated...
Yes.
Sorry. Let me try this again. CIA thwarts new, more sophisticated underwear bomber. That does not sound good.
Wow.
He was always teased as a little kid.
What?
He was called the underwear bomber.
Wait, you're on some other flight than I'm on. Because I don't know how a child would be teased for that. Or
think about it. Underwear bomber.
Ew.
Now you recognize it.
Ew.
This is why the title is so terrible.
That's not what I thought. Anyway.
CIA thwarts new, more sophisticated underwear bomber.
I was busy trying to figure out how to express my thoughts on more sophisticated underwear.
Instead of cotton. It's uranium.
Or, I don't know. Gosh.
Just wait till we get our hands on you.
I don't think that ever. Oh my, moving on.
As a kid, he would have been the diaper bomber, actually.
Yeah, right.
Doxon pointed that out for me.
Oh, good. Yeah. That Doxon's talkative, isn't he? He gets most mentions per mile.
Yeah, per kilometer.
On this show, often.
But I will have a link to the actual article in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/110. That's 110. not 110, because there is no O in it. It's a zero. Although there is an O in zero, which kind of makes this.
What is this? The math cast?
There, let me read a little excerpt from this, though. The plot involved an upgrade of the underwear bomb that failed to detonate.
Well.
You know, they have pills for that.
My there, gosh.
There are things you can drink for that. Okay, this topic, has really gone down the drain.
Yeah.
So instead...
Kind of blew up in our faces.
Yes, that's where it blew up, Jeremy. You know, a lot of people actually say to me when I tell them that I have a clean comedy podcast, they say,
I didn't know you were funny.
Well, besides that, they ask, do you have kids yet? I said, actually, no. And they said, oh, wait till you have kids. You'll have a lot more content for your clean comedy podcast. So we're looking forward to adding a new member to our team someday. I'm not announcing anything right now, so...
Whatever, you're never announcing anything. I'm going to pretty much just start the rumor, and you're going to have to, you know... go along with it.
Uh-huh. How do you go along with a rumor like that?
It's like, have a kid!
In 9 months, just you wait. We're going to have something special pulled out of the oven.
Something special pulled out of the oven. So it's going to be a C-section then.
It's going to be a loaf of bread.
Oh.
It's going to be a piece of cake.
Awkward.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll probably have some cool way of announcing it, like maybe a video trailer coming in 9 months. You heard rumors. You suspected it.
The movie will be called Noodle Baby.
Baby Noodle. Baby Noodle. Yeah. Well, listeners, we would love to hear funny stuff from you. You can send it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab. That way you can send something over to us right from our reps website. And
our reps website?
Yeah, because it's very rep worthy.
Or worth repy.
And click on the Send a Voice Message tab and record it right from your computer. Or you can also call in and leave a message at 903-231-2221. Just keep your messages short and...
sweet.
If you can sing your story...
then keep that to yourself.
If you can sound like a dialect...
If you can sound like a dialect...
I can't say it right now.
You have no dialect. A Dalek. Thank you. Yes. I didn't even know what you were going for.
If you can say it in the Dalek dialect, that is a tongue twister itself.
A twang.
Then call it in to us. Also get the links and anything that we mentioned in our show notes over at oncepodcast.com/110. Jeremy, anything else inspirational, educational, or energizing to share with us?
When you put noodles in boiling water.
Okay, thank you very much. So, you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle, and I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
Who forgot who he is.
Shut up. I was going to just pick up so that you could cut out the silence. I don't know. You said it so fast. I thought I was just giving my name.
Oh, no, no.
I was busy thinking about how you cut me off and how funny that was, you monster.
Would you like 60 seconds of uninterrupted airtime?
Oh, boy, would I. No.
Oh, okay. I was about to start the timer for you. You may speak
Where
now.
Where should I start? With my name or Twitter?
Whatever you want. I'm not editing this.
You freak. Whatever. I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
We have a major problem recently with saying our names and our Twitter accounts.
Yes, we do.
If you want to hear a little bonus, check out oncepodcast.com/38.
You put it in there. That's great.
Yes. Listen to at the end of the episode. We've got about 5 minutes of bloopers in there.
Nice.
Of our trying to say our names and our Twitter handles together. And just, it went totally, completely wrong for 5 minutes.
Not editing this.
So you can check that out over at oncepodcast.com/38. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts over at noodle.mx and watch us do this podcast live every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's GMT-4.
Can they hear me smiling?
If you speak, they can hear you smiling. Because see, I'm smiling right now and people can hear me smiling.
But now too.
I'm frowning and people can hear me and I just way overemphasize that.
You can't stop frowning.
You know, there's a great game to play. I want you to do this, Jeremy.
Oh, gosh.
Try this right now.
What?
Laugh without smiling. No, you didn't do it.
Shut up. Thinking about it makes me smile. I can't.
Try it.
But it wouldn't be a real laugh because it's not going to be.
You just have to try and do, you know, ha 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 ha, but without smiling.
I can't do that right now. It's too awkward. Awkwardness makes me smile. Nose noises. Oh, that's not what we're going for.
Ha 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 ha.
That was disgusting and crazy. What was that?
That was like letting all my air out
of your head
and focusing.
I just did it, but you didn't see me.
It's hard. Listeners, try it. Our listeners are probably trying it now while they're in the car driving.